art, architecture, and nature lovers have lots to look forward to in the newly expanded Glenstone Museum, a privately funded contemporary art museum in Potomac. WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela LaFrac brings us this sneak peek of its new exhibition space that opens to the public in October.
Pulling into the Glenstone parking lot feels like arriving on a strange, peaceful, and very chic planet. A guide dressed in shades of gray points you down a gravel path. It's a 7-minute walk to your destination, she informs you, and off you go. You're aiming for the Pavilions, a $200 million new exhibition space that sits in the middle of the museum's 230 acres. The walk takes you through a field full of wildflowers. To your left, a 40-foot-tall Jeff Koons sculpture that looks like a dinosaur head sits on a hillside. Guide Desiree Page says this art walk is an important part of the Glenstone experience.
As you're walking, it's giving you time to really kind of release whatever stress or tension you're dealing with. You get to meander through this beautiful meadow and then get to enjoy the art.
Glenstone first opened in 2006. It's the brainchild of billionaire philanthropists Mitch and Emily Rales. The new Pavilions building provides more gallery space for their extensive contemporary art collection, which includes landmark works by Marcel Duchamp, Willem de Kooning, Eva Hesse, and dozens more. At the Pavilions, the Rails discuss their vision with a group of journalists and art industry folks.
A lot of good things have happened. This will be our gift to the world.
We'll never charge admission. This is something that we are very committed to, and we hope that it will expand audiences for art.
Though the art is often experimental, modern, and bright, the building itself is stark and quiet. It's all granite and white walls, with floor-to-ceiling windows that look out onto a lily pond. Architect Thomas Pfeiffer says he designed it to encourage a specific type of experience.
It's not about any particular image. It has to do with the way you move through the landscape, through the rooms, through the passage, through the light and through the shadows. It's all about that experience.
Some of the rooms were specifically designed for certain works, like an untitled piece by Robert Gober. A door opens into a dark hallway. You enter and are then drawn towards another doorway by the sound of running water. That next room is painted to look like a lush forest, but the water isn't coming from a stream. It's pouring out of industrial-looking sinks. It's both peaceful and disconcerting at the same time. Here's Pfeiffer.
I think the thing that we wanted desperately to find was how to slow that experience down and how to make it about continuing to refresh your mind.
In that way, Glenstone stands in stark contrast to other museums like the Renwick Gallery that encourage visitors to snap photos and selfies for social media. Glenstone doesn't allow any photography inside. It also times its tickets, so it'll never be overly crowded, and visitors can have a private experience with the art. The expansion opens on October 4th, but tickets are already fully booked through the end of November. For WAMU, I'm Michaela LaFrac.